Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Tess 11:9, and the last of the Perek. We wrap up the topic of the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim by discussing when these breads are actually baked. Now, the issue here is, first of all, when it comes to Shabbos, everyone knows you can't bake on Shabbos, and therefore we wouldn't be able to bake these breads on Shabbos. The question is, what about Yom Tov? Can we bake them on Yom Tov? So, for example, the Shtei Lechem is meant to be eaten on Shavuos. That's Yom Tov. Can we bake them that morning? Or do we need to bake them before? Because in general, malacha is forbidden on Yom Tov like on Shabbos. The difference is that the Torah permits food production to be done on, or food preparation to be done on Yom Tov. The base of that is the pasuk which says, although you can't do malacha in general, achasher ye'achal l'chol nefesh, that which is for people to eat, that alone you may do lachem for yourselves. Now, that is the dispensation which allows for what's called tzarchi ochol nefesh, for preparing food for consumption on Yom Tov. The question is that extra word lachem at the end, for yourselves. So now, what is that coming to do? It could have said, achasher ye'achal l'chol nefesh hu levado ya'aseh. That which is needed for people to eat, that alone may be done. What's this lachem for yourselves? So, the Tanna Kamma holds, and this will be the halacha, that lachem means for human consumption as opposed for gavoa, as opposed to making Hashem's bread, which doesn't count as being exempted. And therefore, the Tanna Kamma will hold that just as you cannot bake on Shabbos, you can't bake on Yom Tov, the lechem upanim, or the shtei lechem, because those aren't for human consumption, lachem, therefore gavoa, therefore Hashem's bread, so to speak, and therefore there's no dispensation to bake them on Yom Tov. The other approach will say that lachem comes to exclude making food for non-Jews, and therefore gavoa, Hashem's bread, so to speak, may be baked on Yom Tov. Okay, we'll say that inside. So it says the Mishnah inside now. Shtei lechem ne'echalos ein pachos mishnayim velo yoser al shlosha. The amount of days between when the bread is baked for the shtei lechem on Shavuos and when it's eaten on Shavuos is never fewer than 2 days, never more than 3 days. So how does that work? Ketzad. For example, ne'afas me'erav yom tov v'ne'achalos b'yom tov l'shnayim. How does it work out? You have 2 days. If, for example, Yom Tov Shavuos is a Tuesday, well, you can't bake on Tuesday because the Torah doesn't allow for baking for non-human consumption on Yom Tov, and therefore you'll bake it on the Monday. So you bake it on Monday, eat on Tuesday, Tuesday being Shavuos, that's 2 days. Chal Yom Tov Lios Achar HaShabbos, if over the calendar works out that Shavuos is on a Sunday, so therefore you can't bake it on Sunday, the day you eat it, because it's Yom Tov. You can't bake it on the previous day because that's Shabbos, and you can't bake it on Shabbos. So you'll bake it on the Friday. So it's going to come, Friday is day one, Shabbos is day two, and Sunday, which is Shavuos, will be day three. So it's 3 days between when you bake it and when you eat it. That's what the Mishnah says here, that it's Nechalos L'Shlosh, that's eaten on 3 days. Now, Mishnah goes on to say, Lechem Apanim, the bread that's sitting on the Shulchan, that is there, it goes on Shabbos and is taken off and eaten the next Shabbos. Nechol ein pachos mitisha. It's eaten no fewer than 9 days after it's baked. V'lo yasar al echadasar, and no more than 11 days. So how's that going to work? Ketzad. So a typical week. Nefam be'erev Shabbos v'nechol b'Shabbos. You'll bake it not on Shabbos, the day it goes on, because you can't bake on Shabbos, but rather you bake it the day before, Erev Shabbos. So you bake it on a Friday, and you eat it on Shabbos, which means the next Shabbos. So it'll pass through 2 Shabboses. So I think people intuitively think if you bake it on a Friday, eat it on a Shabbos, that comes out to 8 days. No, no, that's 9 days, okay? Why? Because you have essentially 2 Fridays and 2 Shabboses. Just counting your fingers. Friday is day one. Shabbos is day two. It goes on that Shabbos. Then it sits there for Sunday, day 3, Monday, day 4, Tuesday, day 5, Wednesday, day 6, Thursday, day 7, Friday, day 8, and then the next Shabbos, day 9, you'll eat it. Okay? Chal Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos. However, if Friday turns out to be Yom Tov, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, whatever, since you can't bake it on Friday, you'll have to bake it on the Thursday. So instead of being 9 days, it'll be 10 days, says the Mishnah. Nechal L'Asara. That means it's 10 days between the day you baked it and the day you eat it. Now, we're here in Eretz Yisrael when we're making the at the Yerushalayim, right? The Beis Hamikdash. So there's no such thing as Yom Tov Shel Galios. There's 2 days of Yom Tov that you have, you know, 2 days of Pesach and that kind of thing in Chutz La'aretz. However, Rosh Hashanah, for a very long time, has been observed as 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael, even in the Beis Hamikdash, because there's always the uncertainty of if and when the Edom, the witnesses, will come to testify and seeing the new moon. And therefore, we just treat 2 days of Rosh Hashanah from the beginning, both possible days. So therefore, if it turns out that the two possible days of Rosh Hashanah are on a Thursday and a Friday, you won't be baking on Thursday or Friday, so you're forced to bake on the Wednesday. So that means you're up to now 11 days between the Wednesday you bake it and the next, not this, but the next Shabbos when you finally eat it. So that's what it says here. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah Ne'echol Achad Asar. If the two preceding days of Thursday and Friday are Rosh Hashanah, then you'll have a total of 11 days between when you baked it on the preceding Wednesday and when you eat it on the subsequent Shabbos. Now, if you actually map this out, you're going to see, listen, it's going to turn out then that you're baking it on the Wednesday. Thursday is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so that could be Aleph Tishrei, which means that the 11th day, the Shabbos, when you're going to eat it, that'll be the 10th of Tishrei, okay? If that's the case, so then that means that you're supposedly eating it on the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur, and you can't eat the bread on Yom Kippur. Therefore, they ask a question, how could it be 11 days? It should be 12 days. But the answer is that the rule is that the days of the Beis HaMikdash are always measured as like starting the day and the night afterwards is included in the day that day. So that's true, for example, when we eat the korbanos, you talk about, you know, the day that you eat the korban, it's the day that it was offered and the night that comes afterward, etc. Okay, that's considered like, you know, 1 day. So to here, you'll eat the lechem upon him on Motzi Shabbos, because it's also Motzi Yom Kippur when you can eat again. So it'll be the night after Shabbos or the Yom Rishon, the Sunday, if you will, Yom Rishon, I will call it, but it's still Saturday night. That's considered to be still the 11th day. Okay, now the Mishnah sums up by saying, Veino do chelos a Shabbos chelos a Yom Tov. The baking of these breads, lechem panim and shtei halechem, do not doche, they don't push off, neither Shabbos, and you can't bake it on Shabbos, v'lo es Yom Tov, and you can't bake it on Yom Tov, like I explained before. However, there's another opinion. The other opinion holds that the word lachem, in that pasuk which I said before, ach asher ye'acha l'chol nefesh hu levado ye'aseh lachem, that lachem is not saying to, it's for human consumption opposed to gavoa Hashem's bread. No, it's not Hashem being excluded. It's for non-Jews that you can't cook for. But Hashem's bread you could make. And therefore, you're allowed to bake both the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem on Yom Tov. Okay, which will mean that if it's Shavuos, you're baking it the morning of Shavuos and eating it the afternoon of Shavuos 1 day. If it's the shtei lechem, if it's the lechem upon him, so therefore you can't bake it on Shabbos, but you bake it on Friday, and on Friday is Yom Tov, you still bake it on Friday, and you'll eat it 9 days later. Now, you'll ask the question, so let me just speak that out a little bit more, and then we'll see the inside of the words of the Mishnah. There's two, the Yom Tov is straightforward enough, but what about baking on Yom Tov, the lechem upanim, if anyways you're not going to eat it today, you're going to eat it only in 9 days' time. How's that permitted? So the answer is that it's true, you're not allowed to cook or bake on Yom Tov or after Yom Tov. Okay, that's true. But now we're in Derabanan territory, and the Chazal weren't goes. They didn't make a Derabanan on what's called a Shvus Rechoka, you know, this concern about something in the distant future, cooking now. And therefore, there's no Issa Derabanan. So therefore, indeed, we do bake the bread on Yom Tov, that happens to be the Friday, for the Lechem upon him. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside now, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Meshum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagan. You'll see Shimon is a very common name, the most common name of the Tanaim. The Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagan is referring to the Shimon, the son of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. Chanina Sagana Kohanim was like essentially the number two Kohen, if you will, at the time of the Chorban Bayis Sheni. He wasn't actually the Kohen Gadol because that was sort of a purchased position by the time the Chorban Bayis happened, but he was essentially the rabbi who knew what was going on, and like the number two, the deputy Kohen Gadol, if you will. So he testified about a number of things in various Mishnayos, and this is his son. So he said, the son said, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Nasi, is taking this position, that indeed baking both these breads, docha es a yomtov, they do push off yomtov, and therefore, like I said before, you would bake the shtei halechem on Shavuos and eat it that same day, and you would bake the lechem upon him, let's call it on Shavuos, if it was a Friday, so it would be eaten 9 days later, because the lechem isn't a problem, it doesn't restrict you from baking Hashem's bread, like I said before. But the ve'eino docha es yom tzom. However, although you can do tzarche ochel nefesh on Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Kippur, the tzom, the fast day, Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos, Shabboson. It's treated like a Shabbos, and therefore there's no cooking or baking on Yom Kippur ever. And that being the case, if it turns out that Yom Kippur is a Friday, so then you won't bake your lechem upon him on the Friday, you'll bake it on the Thursday, so it'll be, in that case, 10 days between the day you bake it on Erev Yom Kippur, and then you eat it the subsequent Shabbos.